fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 6th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I'm pretty sure I've never addressed this. Prepper tip of the day. Everyday carry. These are the things that you carry with you when you walk out the door on your daily activities, whether it's going to your place of employment, going to the grocery store, social event, whatever it might be, everyday carry. I'll just mention the things that I use for everyday carry. First of all, my 1911. And one time I don't have my 1911 is when I'm in a shower. And it's not very far away at that point in time. I have several 1911s. My everyday carry 1911 is a Daytonics Mark VI stainless steel, carried in a shoulder holster with a couple extra mags. And I only use hardball ammunition, by the way. Now, going on from there, I really like my Bushnell flashlight. Takes one AAA battery. It is 3.5 inches long, about 3/4 of an inch wide. It is machined aluminum. It has a nice little pocket clip on it. For its size and its weight, it is incredibly bright. Very well made, and it's been very dependable, little light. And I carry an SOG multi-tool. SOG stands for Studies and Observation Group. That was a group of Special Forces troopers in Vietnam. My SOG multi-tool, very high quality, very well made, has pliers, wire cutters, Phillips head, regular flat blade screwdrivers, a small saw, a little pair of scissors. Comes in a very nice heavy-duty nylon belt case. Never leave home without it. And last but not least, my buck folder. It's a good-sized buck folding knife. This one is a CSAR-T. That's Charlie Sierra Alpha Romeo-Tango. Charlie Sierra Alpha Romeo Dash Tango. Very nice folding lock blade knife, stainless steel. Very well made. And that's my everyday carry for the time being. It's changed over the decades. different knives, different flashlights, different pistols. But that's my current everyday carry. And I suggest that you make sure your everyday carry items are in proper repair. If it's a knife, that it's good and sharp. If it's a pistol, that it's clean and ready for action. And if it's a flashlight, that it's got a fresh battery in there ready to go. Prepper tip of the day. Moving on from there, we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has become a prolific author. He has taught mathematics at the university level. He's taught astrophysics at the university level and also a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. I was listening to your prepper tip of the day. I'd like to add to that, batteries enough for your whatever your utilities are, like your battery. So an extra set. And another thing I carry when I travel, it's not on my person, it's in my bag or whatever, is a really good radio, FM, AM, shortwave, that covers all the bands down to the low number bands. You have to be careful.
Right.
Cheaper
right.
Shortwave radios don't go down to all the lower bands where, for example, my show is, the 50s in that region. And so anyway, that's another thing. But extra batteries.
Extra battery, always good. Now, I don't know if you're aware of it, Jim, but when you're talking about shortwave radios, that technology has gotten to the point now where about the most expensive hand crank FM radio is about $80, and you get all the shortwave frequencies plus AM and FM broadcast frequencies, plus it's a flashlight, plus you can charge up any battery that you can, like any common battery such as cell phones, AAAs, AAs, and so forth, all in one compact little unit. So the technology just keeps getting more improved, smaller, and less expensive. Kind of breathtaking, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is. Something I learned, I was in the South Pacific one time, and it was hard to pick up a lot of the shortwave stations. And I just happened to have with me, I think I've mentioned this before, earphones. They're noise-canceling earphones, but they're also an amplifier for amplifying the signal from whatever, the tape player or whatever. So anyway, I plugged that into my shortwave radio. I was picking up stations that you couldn't even hear with the regular speaker.
Right.
And it was amazing. All kinds of, now I had my band filled with stations, but the signal's there, it's just that you cannot hear it. But, and so anyway, it's another thing that people can do, but just really amazing quality with the shortwave.
Absolutely.
Or any radio station. But yeah, if something's going on, that might be your only link, and then also interpret, you know, be able to, from listening to your show, listening to my show, be able to interpret the news to read between the lines to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, these are very foundational, very essential things for people to become aware of and to consider for themselves. Well, Jim, the big news in the news cycle right now, of course, is the FBI recommending no indictment for Hillary Rodham Clinton. I really like Donald Trump's response, but because the FBI Director Comey's public statement basically verifies that Hillary Rodham Clinton did in fact commit crimes, did in fact lie to everybody in the United States. And unfortunately, Director Comey made reference to intent, which to be guilty of these crimes, intent is not a necessary component, which it would be. For example, if you point a pistol at a wall, Jim, and you know that you think nobody's behind it and you kill somebody, that's not murder, that's homicide, because there's no intent. But for the crimes that Hillary Rodham Clinton committed, intent is not an issue. The fact that she did it is enough on the face of it. In addition, before I get your response, a couple of months or two ago, we had several FBI agents saying that if no indictments were issued, that they would go public with the details of their investigations. Your response, sir?
Well, I'm sure they've told these agents that it's everything is hush-hush. In other words, gag orders. But I would suspect that somebody might break rank there. I don't, although I haven't seen it yet. But to see the picture walking down like what appears to be a red carpet, an elevated red carpet with Obama, and they look like the Bobbsey twins skipping off to buy candy, flying on Air Force One the day after, and they're just all glee, just pure glee, you know. And the comment is that, you know, she beat the system, you know, no respect at all for the justice system. And incredible the amount of backdoor dealing that had to go on for them to walk, for her to walk. But the other flip side of that is it's pretty clear that the fix is on. And actually, I saw Trump's, actually what I thought was lack of response, kind of a very, you know, not his usual verbose response. I think he realizes that he's going to lose. You know, whether he was the straw man all along or he was, you know, now realizing, he realizes that, no, you know, his ability to win anything, first he's got to get by the Republican Party, which has all been fixed. Then he's got to get by all of the Republicans that have switched to support Hillary, and then fixed elections. You know, I mean, he's not running for office. He's running against pure corruption at all levels.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we'll see how this plays out, and this election cycle is certainly the most interesting I've ever seen in my adult life, and I'm sure you would agree with me, Jim. Very bizarre presidential election.
Well, cycle. The other one that might even match it is the Nixon Kennedy election, where Kennedy won, where all kinds of dirty tricks were going on, literally on both sides.
Well, there were, but the public did not have the awareness at that point in time that we have now. I was not quite an adult then. I was, let's see, 1960. I would have been in my early teens. But what happened in that cycle, the 1960 election cycle, surprised most people. It was supposed to be Nixon's turn. But we had a couple of things. The main two things that changed that outcome was the televised debate, which was the first televised debate in any presidential cycle, and Marilyn Monroe and the Chicago mob. So that was the two deciding things. Well, Jim, moving on from there, we had some private discussions last week, and I know you're not able to have access to the necessary research tools, but regarding the jet stream and two groups of scientists, you referred to them as Tier 2 scientists, and I agree with your analysis because even though I'm no scientist at all, I have no scientific credentials and don't claim any, even I know that there's three jet streams, northern, southern, and equatorial. But the alleged scientist from Ottawa University doesn't make reference to the equatorial jet stream when he talks about the northern jet stream crossing the equator, joining up with the southern jet stream, and how this has not happened for tens of thousands, if not millions of years. And another group of scientists saying just the opposite, that it's a routine matter for the northern jet stream to cross the equator and join up with the southern jet stream, and vice versa, the southern joining up with the northern. This is, if it is something that hasn't happened in tens of thousands of years, then it is highly significant. If it's not, then it's not. Your comment, sir?
Well, first of all, we don't have data going back more than 30 years, really good data on the jet stream. Like I commented, and you mentioned it here, they don't even talk about the central jet stream. A map showing the guy from Ottawa, I forgot his name. You had sent me a video
of his name here in my notes, but yeah.
Anyway, it's almost not worth mentioning.
Paul Beckwith. Beckwith, Ottawa University.
Right. We don't have data going back 100 years or more than that. That's his claim is absurd. The map that he shows does not even show the central jet stream. You can look on, let's say, anything you can find in Telecast and show the map, and it shows the upper jet stream and the lower jet stream. In the weather, you can see the central jet stream going westerly. And that's something I talk about all the time in my weather work. But yeah, these are tier two scientists. Now, my example would be, let's say we got a NASA scientist and maybe some guy who's a regular space scientist somewhere. And one guy says the moon's made out of green cheese, and the other guy says the moon's made out of blue cheese, and they're arguing over this.
Right.
And somebody asked me, Jim, what do you think about the blue cheese or the green cheese? It's like, well, you know, it's neither. Yeah, because neither of these guys have their story straight.
No.
So it would be like jumping into the middle of an argument, between Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Right. And Jim, I need to ask, now, Beckwith claims to be a paleoclimatologist, somebody who studies ancient weather. Isn't most of that area of expertise, paleoclimatology, they build computer models based on things such as rings on trees, ancient trees, ice core samples, and I'm sure they have other modalities. But I refer to that entire expertise as educated guesswork. Your response?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's what it is. And for most of those people's time, they're sitting in an office twiddling their pencil, or trying to do computer modeling or trying to assemble data. Like carbon analysis, or like they say, well, what killed the dinosaurs? Oh, was exaggerated carbon in the atmosphere, and it had a greenhouse effect, and they all died, or something. Those are the types of things.
Right.
Not that I would agree with any of that, but yeah, you're right. And so, my analysis. And besides, I don't trust any government data. Now, there's another group of people that says it happens all the time. Like I mentioned to you, I'm not in a place where I have the time or the resources right now to really go back and look, but there's another group of scientists who claim that all the time. Well, it's up to them to provide the data and say, okay, here's a day where it happened, and here's another day where it happened, and here's another day where it happened. So they should have many, many days when the jet streams crossed. But there again, we're talking about green cheese, blue cheese, because we're getting a lot of background noise here.
Okay, I'm not hearing on my end. My engineer has not commented to me whether
I was like in the kitchen or something. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not here.
Okay. Well, we'll just ignore that for the time being. We got a break.
Hopefully, if you're not hearing it, then it's not on the air. So.
Okay. Anyway, Jim.
Must be at the CIA office where they're monitoring my calls. The lady at the coffee machine at the CIA or the NSA, whatever.
We got a break coming up here soon. Jim, when we get back from the break, give us an update on your radio show, how people can listen, and the archives and all that. And as soon as we get back from the break, which should start here momentarily.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can talk to the engineer, because it's kind of annoying. This woman has a really obnoxious voice. The weather is real normal. I mean, we have a typhoon in the Pacific. Nedja Peck, it's called, and it's very normal. I mean, it's a devastating typhoon, but it's very normal for this time of year, and they haven't had one this big in a year and a half. I mean, they're overdue. So.
Hold that thought, Jim. We do have our break now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to Landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit Landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. Landho.tv. Right now.
More here on Wednesday, the 6th day of July, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, tell us about your radio show, when it is, how people can listen in the archives, please, sir.
Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, as the first airing of my show, James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. Friday evening at 10 p.m. Central and 3 a.m. Saturday morning Central, from WTWW Nashville, also airs. And there's about five other airings after that on satellite. But all the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. John, you have a link from your page. And then the archives are on my webpage going back about 15 years. So the most recent show will be updated typically within a short time, at most 24 hours usually after the show airs Thursday evening. That's the way a lot of people listen.
All right, that's how I typically listen on a Sunday morning while I'm having my Sunday morning coffee. Okay, any idea what topics you might want to be covering tomorrow evening?
Let's see. Yeah, I do have my notes here. Let me grab those because that will tell me. I've got a list going here. Saturn is somewhat in the news. That was a topic I was going to talk about anyway. Last week I talked about Jupiter. I'll be talking about Jupiter this week. Since Juno, the spacecraft, just arrived at Jupiter, and what I expected to find, what it definitely should find, and then also what the Tier 2 scientists at NASA will claim. So I'll be talking about Juno and Jupiter and some more about Saturn. By the way, I've been asked, and I don't know if this is a big topic amongst your fans, something about Saturn and the Rothschild Bank and CERN and, I don't know, some other stuff about equations. But it's a topic that's kind of gotten weird, let's just put it that way, where people are talking about, I got emails, I was requested to be on a show about this because it's so popular in the networks. And then I started getting emails from people saying, well, the Jehovah Witnesses are going to start to kill people because of mind control about this. And I'm going, oh, this is just getting too goofy.
Yeah, that's a bit off the edge of the map there, I'd say.
And so it's just like, no, I don't think so. I'll just talk about Saturn and its science issues. I'm one of the first people that really identified Saturn as a star. I believe I am the first person I identified it as a star in all the scientific reasons. But I'll be talking about uranium. There's a family that I've been bird-dogging the medical issues, turned up with uranium in their hair tests. And so this is an issue. I don't want to give a lot of information here, but trying to figure out the extent, because it's not obviously not just them. So I'll have an update on that, and that's a topic that I'll be talking about. I'll be talking about arsenic in the water. And then there's a NASA thing about Earth having a second moon. We do not have a second moon. The poor guys over at NASA must be really bored. Pathetically bored. The Earth does not have a second moon, in spite of the fact you may have seen this on the internet. It's a little teeny rock that they think has been orbiting Earth for a little while, but rocks are not moons. If it were, Jupiter would have a million moons. It's ludicrous. Anyway, little comment about that. And a few other topics.
Okay, well, that's going to be enough to fill up your hour pretty quickly and pretty easily there. Well, you got a number of projects that you've been working on. Do we have any updates on any of the projects you're working on, sir?
Not really. I have to get back to some. I've been sidetracked a little bit here. In fact, I did not get much sleep last night. I spent most of the night in the middle of the street because where I'm at is having continuous earthquakes, and so I got to know a lot of people last night, and I hope I make it through the show here without any aftershocks. So if I all of a sudden I will mention something and then be running very rapidly to the door, but doing some follow-up research on some things I had done before. We just happen to be in a kind of an active area here.
Okay, well,
let's hear some music.
If you make a quick comment and run out the door, we will know why. Okay. Well, if you've got any questions or comments for Professor McKinney, the call number is 800-313-9443. Bob, in the hour break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, Jim. What topics do you want to cover when we get back from the break? Hello, Jim. Yes.
Hello, yeah. Nuclear energy.
Nuclear energy. Outstanding. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender. lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th day of July. My website is TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com. You go to my homepage, you'll see Uncle Sam pointing right at you. So click on Uncle Sam, you'll learn how to have John Moore send you a check. I'm not aware of any radio talk show host offering to mail you a check, but I am. All you need to do is get me a referral for a speaking engagement or book one, and you'll get a nice size check. We're talking hundreds of dollars here, ladies and gentlemen. Hundreds of dollars. You'll also find the Energy Cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. And once again, I do something that very few healthcare professionals will do. Not that I'm a healthcare professional, because I'm not. But I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. We talk about mitigating pain and getting a great night's sleep. Two issues for most Americans most of the time. Only $285 shipping included. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads while you're there. You can place your order online at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free order line, and you can use MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, and so forth. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Here's the toll-free auto line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney's website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're going to continue our discussion here. If you've got a question or comment concerning nuclear energy, that's going to be our topic for the rest of the show here. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
John, just a quick comment here. There's sometimes I look at CNN not to get news, but to see what they're trying to pawn off as news. And it seems like everybody now is trying to backpedal on Iraq. Hillary Clinton is claiming she didn't vote for it. The UK now is coming out with studies saying that they had no business going there at all. There was no justification, and only the only person that really okayed it was Tony Blair, etc. So it's interesting to see all the backpedaling going on now regarding Iraq. In retrospect, of course.
Right, right.
When it's clear,
it's always 2020, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's clear that there was no reason to do anything, that Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, you know, but the fear of war, had it grown at the time. Anyway, just that'll be in the news, you know. You can you can smell that rotten fish coming.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, on nuclear power, it's something my last, three or four shows I've done on nuclear power and other issues related with nuclear power. I just got an email from a listener that they shut down the Trojan plant in Hanford, Washington, I believe it is. It's a storage dump and it's kind of a secret place because they don't want everybody to know that people are moving their storage, their spent fuel there, and also liquids and other types of contaminated nuclear materials. But they shut down the reactor that was there, which has always been a huge problem. It's always been a disaster from the very first designs. This whole issue of nuclear power, it's an absolute disaster. And make no mistake, every nuclear power plant in the United States is leaking. These are all an absolute disaster. But right now there's about 20%, only 20% of the U.S. energy comes from nuclear power. And Obama, in his infinite ignorance, was trying to push the country towards all nuclear power by trying to cause all kinds of problems for the coal industry. Coal is not great, but it's certainly a million times better than nuclear power. But the whole issue of nuclear power, my last show I talked about how we could off all the nuclear power plants, start to decommission them, but the regulatory agencies that are supposed to be maintaining a slush fund have been maintaining inadequate slush funds to decommission these plants. And they're all way overdue, but they're all way out of control. And the decommissioning is going to cost a lot more money than what they have been saving, according to their own standards. The decommissioning saved money is only enough if everything had gone perfectly well and they had just a normal decommissioning. But they don't have any place to put any of the radioactive materials, either the high levels or the low levels. So what we have in the United States is a huge problem. And these agencies have been hiding information, hiding real data and opinions of real scientists since the very beginning. It's an absolute, it staggers, it dwarfs the issue of the Iraq and the Afghan wars and Libya and things like that. I mean, in terms of devastation for the world. that gives you possibly a perspective on how bad they are.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we'll be dealing with this Middle East situation for decades, many decades into the future. It's been off and on in previous decades. In fact, Thomas Jefferson had to deal with Muslims, and he had a copy, an English translation of the Quran, in his private library so he could learn more about our enemies, not because he had any admiration for Islam, but so he could study and find out about who these enemies were that were the Barbary Pirates, is what they were called at the time. They were attacking and capturing American merchant vessels and holding the merchant vessels, their crews, and their cargoes hostage for ransom while Thomas Jefferson was president. So this is nothing new, is it, Jim?
No. No, this goes back thousands of years. And literally, you know, like you say, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves or whatever, you know, twist you on a take on it. But if the whole issue of arming these groups one after the other, now they're talking about trying to rearm Al-Qaeda so they can fight ISIS, which is a ploy to get troops into Syria to try and overthrow Assad government, which is what they've been trying to do all along. Russia just made an announcement. They said they are going to wipe ISIS off the map, which is not good news for the CIA, who spent years and years developing ISIS and put a lot of time and money and arms and everything else into ISIS, not the least of which is bringing them into the U.S. under the guise of refugees.
Right, right. Well, it's an enemy invasion is what it is. Jim, I heard an interesting story yesterday about Afghanistan, how the attempts of the American military to train the Afghan artillerymen, which involves fairly sophisticated mathematics. In fact, West Point was largely begun, West Point Military Academy, to teach artillery officers the mathematics necessary to accurately fire artillery. So what they're running into in Afghanistan is the majority of the soldiers, the Afghan soldiers, are illiterate, but it turns out, this is an NPR radio report yesterday, many of the officers, up to and including Afghan generals, are illiterate, cannot read and write their own language, let alone any other.
It makes it a little hard to teach them sophisticated mathematics and follow direction. Very complicated.
Right, right. Well, they're living in the dark ages. The majority of Afghan people don't even have a last name. You have to go back to the dark ages, literally, in Western civilization to find where our culture did not have last names. You don't have a beginning point to teach these people very much when you are dealing with illiterate people who don't even have last names.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. But, you know, this everything that's going on, I've had some experiences here in my travels over the last month or two, and I've been in places where, imagine going in to buy food. There's no organic section because everything is organic, non-GMO. GMO is not allowed. You can buy broccoli, great big heads of broccoli, for 30 cents a pound. The asparagus is less than a dollar a pound, and it's all beautifully grown. A lettuce, 60 cents for two heads of lettuce, 70 cents for a cabbage head that's as big as a cow's head. I mean, the world could be such a good place. And there are places that have been fighting the U.S. bank, the European banking systems, spearheaded by the U.S. You know, the things that are going on in the U.S. are just so beyond absurd. And things could be so great there. It's just incredible that these people have gotten the stranglehold. Literally, the devil's got the U.S. by the tail. And right now, it's going to get worse with Hillary going to be, I think she's going to be president. I think that's the death knell of the United States. And I mean, this woman is pure evil. if you look at her real track record, which they
well, and my analysis is the same as yours, Jim. She is pure evil. Our mutual friend, Dr. Deagle, says she comes from a centuries-old line of witches and warlocks out of Europe, is what Dr. Deagle claims in his statements. But Donald Trump has been a fly in the ointment. His running at in the first place was unanticipated. His success was unanticipated. And he, you know a man by his enemies.
Exactly.
And he has all the right enemies. God bless Donald Trump.
Yeah, when you see the Bushes, well, you know, let's look back. There's some pictures I saw. They were put out by a friend of mine. I won't mention his name on here. He might not want me to. But he was son of one, the governor of Alabama, back in the George Wallace. His dad was first right-hand man of George Wallace.
Right.
But anyway, they have a picture of George Bush shaking hands with George Wallace, with Billy Clinton sitting there smiling with the Billy Clinton S. Eaton grin on his face. This is back in the 60s, when Billy was really young, and it shows him right next to George Bush Sr. You know, and of course, we all know the history, George, the drug, the MENA Arkansas deal. Billy becomes governor, is a Rhodes Scholar, and, you know, out of nowhere, very much like Obama. But Billy was the illegitimate son of one of the Rockefellers.
I've heard that for years. Yes.
Yeah, and you can tell, too. I mean, you can tell. And there were pictures down in the hunting lodges where they used to go when Billy was a kid. He got the skids greased for him when he was a kid. But it's a very interesting picture. Like I say, George Bush Sr. shaking hands with George Wallace before he got shot, and then Billy sitting there, you know, chortling, the Billy Clinton chortle in this picture. It's pretty weird. You know, when you fast forward to today and see everything that's gone down, not the least of which is Hillary running for president.
Speaking of older photographs, there's a photograph of Al Gore as about a 3 or 4 year old child on the knee of Armand Hammer. Of course, Armand Hammer was the only man for decades who could fly his private airplane into the airport at Moscow. And old line communist. Fascinating stuff, this history, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I was in Los Angeles, I ran into a guy who was my main funding source at one of the venture capital groups out there. And he had been educated in World War II by the Dulles brothers, who were, of course, instrumental in forming the CIA after World War II. They were the poster childs, along with Wild Bill Donovan, who were the U.S. poster childs. But the CIA was purely German SS, and that's where the Bushes came out of, you know, the whole CIA culture there. But anyway, this guy was an arms dealer. That was his main source of funding. And he would fly all over and sell, you know, F-14s, whatever the current aircraft was, to various countries. And
well, that's a very high-level arms dealer. He wasn't messing around with AK-47s.
No.
You're selling high-performance jet aircraft. You're dealing with some really serious money and heavy-duty players.
Yeah. Yeah, he has since passed away, I won't even say it on the air, but yeah, these people are just no conscience at all. And that's where I got my first view of the kids of these people who were running congressmen, running businesses, starting up million-dollar venture businesses overnight with congressional funding, and they could call up a congressman and tell them, hey, I want money put in this company tomorrow, you know, $7 million, and it would happen. I'm going, who, you know, where do you get a job like this? Well, this was the kids of the world bankers, you know, growing up and learning how the military-industrial complex works, so they could then grow up and be bigger in this. And these are nameless people. I learned a lot of their names, in this particular group, but they were international. They were Arabs, Jews, Irish, you know, the U.S. They were from all over. They worked together. You know, the latest finding is that the Saudi family is related to Israel. They're Jewish, basically. And so, you know, like the 9/11 issue where Saudi Arabia was involved, sure, they all had their hands in the pudding. The Mossad, Saudi Arabia, the U.S., the CIA, the same laundry list of people, the laundry list of suspects.
Right, right. Yeah, the same people keep popping up over and over again in these major world events, don't they, sir?
Yeah, yeah. Or like Billy Clinton, he just gets on an airplane with Lynch, and then everything just becomes hunky-dory. His wife walks away, and she's just beaming, you know, like a girl that just won the prom, you know, the queen, prom queen, you know, that's Hillary Clinton. That's what she looks like today. But, you know, that's what I say, the fix is on. Somebody's told her that, hey, everything is fixed. You can go out and be happy and, you know, don't worry about things. Everything's taken care of, you know, just like for Billy. You know, he never worried about the Monica Lewinsky thing. He just laughed at it. You know, he's like, well, that's old hat for him. He had a string of women that he tortured and brutalized his whole life, and nobody could do anything.
Jim, hold that thought, Jim. We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right. right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of July, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. About 3 minutes here, Jim, to get the thoughts out you want to today.
Well, let's get back to nuclear power. Yes, sir. This is what I consider the one of the world's greatest problems, because it's a problem that's not going to go away. I liken it to, say, World War I or World War II. Basically, the world ecologically has recovered from those wars. But with all the nuclear power plants, I made the comment that the term peaceful nuclear power, or the peaceful use of power, is the greatest misnomer ever in the history of man. There's nothing peaceful about nuclear power at all. It's a disaster. It's a disaster that will not go away. There's no place to store this stuff. Nobody wants it. The storage facilities that exist are not working. The power plants are breaking down. They're trying to build a few more around the world because that's a big industry. But the overall expense of nuclear power is horrendous. It's absolutely over-the-top horrendous for the amount of money it takes to build a nuclear power plant, bring it online, and then decommission it when it's done. For the amount of electricity you get, it's like the wars in the Mideast. When you pump gas in your car, the rear of that gas is about $60 a gallon. All of the other things that are collateral to getting that oil, in that gasoline in your tank. But nuclear power is the death of the planet. It's something the planet will never, ever recover from. And there's no solution. The Atomic Energy Commissions and the Nuclear Regulatory Commissions and the international ones, all of the other agencies and think institutes have no solution on what to do with nuclear waste, whether it's high level or low level. It's the most serious problem going today. It's absolutely horrendous, and it's something that nobody is talking about, really.
Well, it obviously needs to be talked about because the nuclear waste is generated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's not going to go away on its own.
They're storing it around nuclear power plants. Fukushima, they were storing it on top of the reactors to keep it cool. So not only do you have to store it, you have to refrigerate it. So all of the heat that's being given off of these nuclear storage tanks has to be cooled because they're using such high-grade, high-octane fuel that was never meant to be burned in these aging reactors. So you have to provide cooling for this forever. And then once you stop cooling it, it's going to go south. It's going to burn through those tanks and pollute the entire environment and literally kill everything on the planet. So it's something that nobody's talking about. Nobody's doing anything about. It really is not a good solution. Fukushima's result in the basically killing the Pacific Ocean.
Jim, we are out of time, sir. Thank you. Look forward to having you back next week.
Talk to you, John.
Okay. That's it for this hour. Be back next hour with Ms. Mandy Thompson, my director of marketing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.